Good morning. 1 month ago, I shared with you the steps our community was taking to plan for and respond to coronavirus impact on our community. I committed then to lead with the epidemiology first, to make public health decisions based on data and science, not public opinion or political pressure. Second, I committed to be prepared, but not panic. And finally, to remember our community values and have compassion. Today's new stay-at-home order, 2020-03, by the public health director, does all three. We have undertaken data-driven, measured responses to ensure the health and safety of our community. We first issued an emergency declaration along with Special Order 2020-01, which encouraged hygiene measures like washing your hands and limited gatherings to 50 people. As the data led us further, Special Order 2020-02 encouraged additional hygiene measures and further limited gatherings to 10 people. Today's Special Order 2020-03 by the Public Health Director lays out additional steps we must implement to help us reduce spread and protect our healthcare teams and facilities from being overwhelmed as we are seeing in other parts of the country and across the world. Working tirelessly with public health experts, the Boone County Commission, school officials, the business community, and leaders on the front line, today's order is measured but aggressive action to ensure the maximum number of people stay at home to slow the spread of COVID-19 in our community. Distance is the best defense in our fight against COVID-19. While pausing non-essential business, this order allows critical infrastructure and essential activities to continue, such as shopping for groceries, going to the doctor or pharmacy, obtaining fuel for vehicles, continuing financial services, and meals from restaurants with carryout or curbside pickup, engaging in outdoor activities while practicing social distancing, and a number of other services as set forth in the order. This is a pivotal time in Columbia's history, but we have faced tough challenges before. When Academic Hall was destroyed by fire in 1892, our community came together, not just to save the contents of that building, but to save the very university itself. That tragedy also led to new laws and regulations and building codes that made our community stronger. The columns that remain are a testament to our community's resolve and resilience. Because this challenge requires more than just personal responsibility. At the very least, there is a community responsibility. No one is in this alone. Each of our actions affect the health and safety of others, be it our loved ones or our neighbors. Let us remember and thank our healthcare providers and first responders who selflessly sacrifice their own safety to serve others, or our grocery workers stocking shelves while we stay at home. We honor the seriousness of their work by following the advice and direction of our public health professionals. And let us remember in our prayers the patients and families dealing with uncertainty and healthcare needs that are yet to come, and for the employees and businesses who have been displaced during this current challenge. Please support them as they struggle through this time. We are in this together. And we will get through this together. And when we do, may we never take for granted greeting strangers with a handshake or our friends with a hug. May we be thankful for a crowded football stadium or a packed city council chamber. And may we find joy in a busy morning getting ready for school once again, or having to wait 20 minutes for a table in the evening at our favorite local restaurant. Remember, as we stay physically distant, I know we will find new ways to stay connected by reaching out with support and compassion and love for each other. And when we do that, our community will be even stronger than ever before. I want to introduce Presiding Commissioner Dan Atwell.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to thank everyone for helping to get us to this point and ask that everyone bear down as we go forward from here. This is a really tough time, but we're really fortunate. We have well-trained people who are giving their very best to get us through this. We will be, the mayor and I will be the first in line for everything this community and this county need in the immediate future. We're here to serve, and we will do it to our very best. The Boone County Commission is today adopting a stay-at-home order for the county of Boone. The only known effective way to slow down or stop the spread of the coronavirus is to avoid being close enough to someone who is infected or who is a carrier so that it won't be transmitted to you. Staying at least 6 feet from other people is the best way to avoid that transfer of the disease. This stay-at-home order is being put in place to encourage that behavior so that we can give our healthcare system a fighting chance to beat the disease and save lives. Across the country, we have seen two extremes in public attitude. On one end of the spectrum, we have seen people who believe that public health orders are unnecessary and the concern is not legitimate. They continue to gather together and act as though the coronavirus isn't even in the community. As Director Browning will be telling us shortly, this kind of behavior results in the rampant spread of the disease. We all must understand that because we lack herd immunity, the best thing we can do for ourselves, our families, our friends, our community, and our country is to abide by these orders and maintain social distancing to limit the spread of the disease. Please heed the importance of this directive. At the other end of the spectrum, we have seen people who are panicked. Some of these folks have hoarded toilet paper and groceries and caused unnecessary shortages for those in need. While this is a serious situation, if we listen to the public health professionals like Director Browning, we will come out the other end of this. We must all act deliberately and exercise common sense. Go to the grocery store when you need to, but try not to hoard. We will have a rebuilding test and task ahead of us down the road. Our community, our country, our people are all good at that. We're probably better at that than we are at taking care of ourselves. During the next several weeks, governments, businesses, families, and individuals will begin to plan how we will rebuild and what changes we should make given what we have learned. Again, this task won't be just for government, it will be for each of us. We must each think about how we will do things differently and how we will address change. And now, when we might have some extra time, might be a good time to start thinking about that future. Please keep in mind the people who are in the food and other necessities chain, from farmers to truckers to grocery store workers, as well as those in the healthcare industry and all our first responders. They are all the heroes of our present day world. If they contract this disease or are so overwhelmed that they cannot deliver the services upon which we depend, we will all suffer. If we lose them, if we lose their presence in our lives and the fabric of our community, we will be in dire straits. Please respect the needs of these individuals. Offer them assistance in every way you possibly can, and thank them for their undying commitment. Finally, keep in mind that the most vulnerable among us are the ones who need us the most. When this is over, we will be defined by how we helped or didn't help those in need. Thank you again, and I believe Ms. Browning is going to address you now.
Good morning. You know, I usually am one that starts with the numbers, because that's sort of our business in looking at the data. But I'm going to start a little different this morning. I want to go back, and I was thinking last night about when I moved here in 1999 with my family. We moved from another state. And I remember my husband and I going to a grocery store in town and looking around and thinking, we have moved to the best community ever. People, all different kinds of people in the store. Just very diverse, and people were just genuinely kind to each other. And coming from the West Coast, where people often didn't talk to strangers in line at the grocery store, it was very refreshing. So, we raised our girls here, and honestly, I've lived here longer now than any place else I ever have in my life. For me, this is home. So I'm saying this as I move forward. I love this city and county, and the steps I'm taking are to protect us and this wonderful place we live moving forward. I know that this health order is going to be hard on our community, but I am confident that we can get through it together. So let me talk a little bit about what's going on in the community. The number of positive coronavirus or COVID-19 cases has increased in Boone County. At the end of the day yesterday, there were a total of 20 cases. We had, of those, just to characterize them, 10 were between the ages of 15 and 44, and another 10 were 45 and up. Of those cases, 14 were travel related. They've been another state or another country. 2 were a contact to a confirmed case. 1 is still pending investigation, but what concerns me the most are that 3 were community transmission. That means we don't know where they contracted COVID-19. So we were up here and reported our first case on March 17th. And here we are today, March 23rd, with 20 cases. The numbers are going up, and we need to take action. I prepared this order because the one thing we cannot afford to do is be complacent. We all need to take novel coronavirus or COVID-19 seriously, and I'm confident that you see the urgency. We want a different outcome than what we see happening in other cities, states, and countries. And if we act now, we can slow the number of new cases, and we can protect our healthcare, our hospitals, and our essential infrastructure. This stay-at-home order allows you to leave, but only for essential reasons, while maintaining 6 feet from other individuals. I ask that you conduct only essential business and activities, and my goal with this new order is to reduce unnecessary interaction between individuals and groups of people. So what can you do? You can still go outside and take a walk. You can ride your bike. You can use our trails. You can exercise. But you need to try to keep some distance between you and others. And you think about this. You can still use essential services and businesses like the grocery store, the pharmacy, a healthcare facility, a convenience store, a gas station. Just remember, keep the distance between you and others while you're in these places. We are fortunate to have many wonderful places to eat in our city and our county, And so please continue to patronize them for takeout, drive-through, curbside services, or delivery. You cannot dine in. You can still care for a family member or a friend. You can still go to medical appointments after checking with your health care provider first. What I'm asking you not to do not go to work unless you are providing an essential service. Work at home if you can. If you do work an essential service and are sick, stay home. Please do not visit friends and family if there's no urgent need to do so. We're trying to protect each other. And most important, stay 6 feet from others while you're out, and don't gather in groups of more than 10. I realize that these orders are disruptive, they're hard on our families, they're hard on our individuals, especially families with kids. I know this probably poses a real issue. Practicing social distancing does not mean you have to be socially isolated. You can make a call to your loved ones, you can video chat, do all those kinds of things if you have that ability. And what I'm really interested, what's amazed me in the last couple weeks is people have attempted to improve the social distancing and stay at home and have been mindful of trying to protect our community. There's some really creative things people are doing out there. And so I'll be looking forward to seeing what things people come up with. This is a moment in time, and I know we will meet this moment together. I have a lot of faith in the people in the city and the county. I know we can do this together, and we'll get through this. Today, on our Facebook Live session at noon, at the public health site, we can put that information up. We will be covering the stay-at-home order. We'll also be having some sort of questions and answers. It is a complicated order. It's 13 pages long. So we're really going to try to simplify it so it's easy, but we're going to come up with, we have systems that we're working on so that we can answer your questions and take your concerns. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Matt McCormick. Oh, are you, is that a surprise? Sorry.
Yeah, hello again, I'm Matt McCormick. I'm president of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. Want to start out by saying we greatly appreciate our ongoing partnership with the city and the county and our Stephanie with their Health and Human Services and all the work you and your team have put in about seeking input and willingness to seek input from community entities like the Columbia Chamber. We understand the need to take such unprecedented action for the well-being of our citizens, our employers, and our employees, so that our health providers can continue to serve those in need at the highest levels, to take care of those that need to be taken care of and those that are most vulnerable within our community. We do strongly encourage our business community to take the time to read the order thoroughly. It will answer most of your questions, and I will say that the city and the county and Health and Human Services did a very, very thorough process of seeking input and a very thorough process of putting the order together. As the city and county takes these necessary measures, we want to assure our business community that the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, along with other community partners, are here to provide supporting resources through this unprecedented time, now and through the recovery process in the future. As our chair likes to say, and we like to quote, what we do best is what we do together. And so we understand the disruption that this can cause, but we are here to help and we are here to work through everything that you might need as you continue to run your business, as you continue to take care of your employees. Thank you.
I want to take a minute to see if there are any questions from media that may be watching via the live stream.
Yes, Mayor Treese, a question for you from ABC 17. Oh, what is the punishment for breaking the order and being out if you're non-essential?
Sure. First, like all city ordinances, this enforcement process is complaint-driven. We are in the process now as a city to cross-train individuals, city employees who used to be building inspectors, rental inspectors, that when we do get a complaint that a business may be violating this order, that we will send a business inspector or a rental inspector out to advise them of the public health director's advice and direction, and hopefully work with them to accommodate the social distancing rules, to allow their employees to work remotely. And if that fails, they will be referred to the public health director.
Thank you, Mayor. And a question from KOMU. for both you and Commissioner Atwell. Do you have any knowledge on how this may affect at this time public schools and any return dates for those?
I've been in contact with the superintendent of Columbia Public Schools, and I know Dr. Stiepelman is working with the superintendents in Boone County. Obviously, the end date of Special Order 2020-03 exceeds the back-to-school date, and it is my understanding that Columbia Public Schools, along with the other school districts in the county, will accommodate this new order. But I also want to point out, this order can be rescinded or extended at any time. And we're going to let the epidemiology dictate when it is safe to go back to school, back to work, and in 30 days, it may be extended an additional period of time depending on the current public health environment.
Thank you, Mayor. The next question is for Director Browning. The Tribune is asking, what is the latest on early signs of infection, and what about loss of smell that's now being indicated as a potential symptom of the COVID-19 virus?
Can you repeat that, Steve?
Yes. What is the latest on the early signs of infection, and what about the loss of sense of smell that's being indicated as a possible symptom to the virus?
This morning was the first I had heard about a report on the loss of smell or taste. I have not confirmed that. It was actually reporting that I heard on another media source. Early symptoms, you're still looking for subjective fever. You're looking for cough, could be a sore throat. They are symptoms that are similar to a cold. But the fever, the subjective fever, and the cough are important.
Thank you. And can you talk about the epidemiological data that, other than the counts of positive tests, and how you've used the other data to conclude that this order is necessary?
Well, I looked at a couple things. I looked at the speed to which the cases are increasing. Like I said, we went from one case, and in less than 1 week, we were at 20. And then I look, most important to me was the community transmission, because that means, you know, it's one thing when cases have been traveling to known areas that have been impacted, but when you start to have people that are having COVID-19 and they have not got any known risk that we can identify, you know that it's in the community. So,
thank you. Mayor, they're asking in regards to suggested approach for the average citizens that just needs to get out for a gallon of milk or some other necessities. What advice do you have for them?
You know, go to the grocery store once a week. Get what you need for that week. That will ensure that those supplies are available for those who need them. And keep in mind, there are a number of consumers and families out there that simply don't have the cash, because they may live paycheck to paycheck and during this current period of time may have no paycheck. They cannot stock up on grocery stores to the extent other families may do so. So get what you need for that week, plan ahead, use caution when you go to the grocery store. Keep distances between you and the cart ahead of you. Don't crowd the aisles. Get what you need for that week. Nothing in the order prevents you from going to the grocery store or a pharmacy, but it does encourage you and direct you to use caution and adhere to those social distancing guidelines.
Thank you. This question was for Commissioner Atwell. Commissioner, are there differences between the city and county order, or are they written in parallel, and was there cooperation between the city and county when writing those?
They are essentially the same. The city ordinance, or actually the order issued by the director of the health department, is by city action applicable to the boundary within the boundaries of the city of Columbia. The county adoption of this order is applicable to the rest of the county. So it's a countywide system that is the same in all respects. I would add that the director of the Department of Health has the statutory authority to issue quarantines. And that would be much more restrictive and would have a major impact on everyone in a different way than what is being done at this time. So we want to stay no higher than this level, but that does exist as a potential should the need arise. So please heed the directives that are included in this to avoid the concern of future rules and orders.
Thank you. This question is for Mr. McCormick from the Chamber. Mr. McCormick, can you discuss to any extent any projected impacts that are known currently on local businesses?
The current ones we don't. We're in constant contact with our business community. We've actually sent out a survey to our businesses asking questions such as what are the impacts that you are seeing? What's the financial injury or the economic injury that you are seeing? Along with what are you doing as your organization or your company to take action within your company to not only to follow the orders that were before, but also now today's order. So we're still working on that. And as we go through, a lot of that's going to depend on the length of the process. And the more that our citizens, our employees, and our employers follow these type of orders to do what they can to keep their employees safe, to also make sure that our health services, our hospitals can do what they need to do, the shorter the impact this is going to be, the shorter the time this is going to be. And so as of right now, we don't know all the numbers on the economic impact at this point.
Thank you. And a question for Director Browning, please. Can you talk a little bit about daycares? There's a lot of community concern that as people are told to work from home, that they are still taking their children to daycare. Are there limitations in this order placed on daycares with regards to numbers, please?
There are limitations by state law that have always been in place. Daycares are considered an essential service. We have to keep our hospital workers and our essential employees. They have to have places to have their kids while they're at work. And we know a number of daycares have closed. The order does allow for 10. And with some restrictions like 10 in a room with their teacher, and that includes the 10 includes the teacher. No mixing, like if it's a place, a center that has multiple rooms or areas, we don't want the kids mixing. We want them, because if somebody does get sick, we want to do the contact tracing and know who those contacts were. So 10 is the order.
Yeah. Thank you. And one last question, Director. Can you talk about whether the health department is going to trace contacts back further than 24 hours? And is there any information to share on where people may have been in the community that transmission occurred?
I don't have any information like that at this time. We are following the contact tracing guidelines of the CDC and the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. And so if that changes and they provide different direction, we would then go back and add additional contact tracing. But we're staying with the guidelines.
Thank you. Mayor, any final remarks, please?
I know people will have questions about this order, and I encourage you to visit como.gov for the latest update. There's a special website where you can see frequently asked questions and answers, not only to this order, but other things that you can do to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Thank you for joining us this morning, and stay safe.